every Friday at this time, we play the best flubbles of the week. How bad can one show be?
Pretty bad.
I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah. I didn't want to know anymore.
It's a short week.
It was a short week.
We didn't have a Monday. It has to be.
I remember Wednesday being really bad.
For you?
For most of us, yeah.
Well, he was wrangling in his mouth yesterday.
Yeah.
Mouth wrangler.
Because Tuesday you're in shock and you somehow pull it together, but Wednesday is when the body goes, okay.
AJ has a reason to suck every day.
I do.
Monday, we're coming back from the weekend. Tuesday, you're in shock.
Right.
Wednesday's
mouth wrangling Wednesday.
Don't forget Tired Talk Tuesday.
Having a tired time talking.
Right. And there's, Thick Tongue Thursday.
Nasal spray.
Thursday.
And then there's F This Friday.
Right. All right, let's take a listen. How did we do this week?
Sunshine beginning in the afternoon. Right now, it is 60 in Woodbridge.
Sounds like you just made that up.
Yeah, because I had the thing sitting over here. I'm out of my element. I'm not in the monkey cage. I have everything strategically
placed. The monkey is loose.
Exactly right. So I'm like, everything's like haphazard.
Don't fling your poop.
Oh, give me a chance. Starts off rainy, ends up sunny, so have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Everything from masks to vaccine efficacy.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Yeah. There you go. Efficacy.
Yeah, whatever.
Efficacy.
Yeah, that's it.
Basically, it was all the carny workers who were off at that moment. Gonna drive us straight right because it's hard.
What? And some great shows through 2-3-11, Greta Van Susteren, blah, blah, blah. Kevin and Stanford.
CNN? The Earth is the only planet not named after a god.
That's cool.
That's right. The moon's a rock. That's right. I was going to say moon.
Not a planet.
We already had this discussion already. Get it by now. I'm recalling over here.
A lot happened in the 1980s. I'll ruin my head.
Do it.
Guys, come on, bring it to me.
Guys, do not touch my feet.
Take your foot out of the flip-flop.
This is funny.
This is bizarre.
I feel like this is becoming an HR problem.
How about chips or pretzels?
Chips and pretzels, no.
A little more, yob.
Yeah, it's like, oh. It's kind of being like a little bit, it's like a snot ball to the reporter.
Yes. What is he doing? Stop it. Go back to picking your pictures, pal.
Picking your pictures.
Picking your pictures.
Yeah, pal.
People, I got my guitar over here.
I don't even know what Paul Stanley just said.
Yeah, but how do you keep it round? Because the last time I made a pizza on the grill, it looked like the United States. It was round for a moment, then went...
Okay, now let's hear the answer. What happened?
What'd you do? What'd I do? Give us the money where we put strawberry quick in the more display, I guess. You know, it's funny the first time for someone, you know. Are these more comedies or, you know, action drama? Like, what?
Later.
You say
action, yeah, like, action drama.
I thought you said
comedy,
action.
But,
I said action drama, yeah.
Trish Nibbles.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andre. How about
Andre? Andre.
On the flubble wheel, damn it. How about Laverne and Shirley?
Yes, Laverne and Shirley. A spinoff of 90 Days. He fell off a cliff.
Father's Day.
Yes!
When is it?
Father's Day the 21st.
No. Bam, it shows right up.
Boom, bam, it's great. When you think of dads, look at dads behind the grill with a chef hat and that Kiss Me on the Cook, thing they wear, the smock.
Thanks for helping.
Thank you.
Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Punta Cana Party. It's a Punta Cana Party. It's called the Punta Cana Party. It's called the Punta Cana Party. Punta Cana. Cana. Canta. Punta Cana.
Punta Cana.
Punta Cana.
Yes. The way to tell is with the car in the car, Mr. Brady drove into the parking lot, into the driveway, rather.
Banana peel in there?
I'm still getting my morning mouth wrangled over here.
I hated that show.
Yeah. No, it is. I'm like.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
You're wrangling it in?
Yes, I am.
So wait, yeah! You're running around wild now.
It is.
In the studio.
Right.
And you have a rope.
But they have that, those ears that kind of tall to have the stuff sticking out of it, like antenna. But they have like little, almost like little marijuana leaves. Exactly right. That's how bobcats. Bobcats have, yeah, like they have like the little fuzz thing come off the top. Exactly. Like that type of, like the hair. You can tell the difference. Why do I feel like I was looking like I'm nuts? again.
Anytime you find one, there's like 20,000.
It's true. It's like when free food comes here in the kitchen.
What's a kitchen?
The kitchen, yes. Yeah. Relax, the hyena. Get off the floor, for Christ's sake. Have an adult.
I'm going to take a walk to the kitchen. The kitchen. That's where you make the linguigui.
I'm gonna punch in the head. You understand that one? Okay.
Would you like a cup of coffee? I'm going to the kitchen.
Suddenly you need a new traffic person because that person felt their
death.
We
just created a whole new language. You just put a K in front of everything.
Right. I got to fix my head and headphones. I don't think I heard you right, AJ.
My stomach hurts.
Good, I hope you explode. I'm going to kick in the cabals.
Now I got this old bitch. I'm going to catch him when he's floozing.
With his what?
You got him.
Remember, he's after this floozy. He's going to catch him with Sally Field.
Oh, Buford T.
What are you clicking? That was not a flubble, God damn it. Learn what a flubble is. Most of your reels are sucko. They're not even flubble. They're just things you decide to make on a whim to stretch the soup.
Well, there's the end right there. How's that mouth wrangling going?
Terrible. Mm.
Check the connection for it.
Kicking the balls again.
You know, there's another T-shirt saying in there.
Oh, yeah?
I have to think sitting over here. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Peter Berube is on. He's going to tell us about a very special event on Father's Day. He's a facility specialist at the Milford Bank. And the first thing that Ashley sent me was, do you know his name is Berube? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know what that sounds like?
Berube. Berube. Peter. Berube. Peter. Peter. Berube.
And the primary's going up and up. He works at a bank.
This song stuck in my head all day yesterday.
This all works.
Berube.
Peter.
Peter. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing this morning?
Good. What'd you think of our song?
Oh, that was great. I wasn't expecting that. Some nice presentation.
That's your intro now. Peter Berube, former Navy. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And he will bend over backwards if we ever have anything to do to help a vet.
Yes.
And he's an excellent chef.
Always.
He's a Navy chef. He has prepared meals for presidents.
Nice.
And now on to tell you about something really cool happening on Father's Day.
So this Father's Day, the Milford Bank presents the 6th annual Milford Moves 5K Run and Walk, honoring our Milford veterans. It takes place June 20th on Father's Day at Lisbon Landing at 37 Helwig Street in Milford. We got a 7:30 a.m. start for registration. We have an 8:30 kids fun run, and then the 9 a.m. start for the race.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, this benefits all the Milford veterans organizations, the disabled American veterans, the veterans of foreign wars, Vietnam Veterans of America, the American Legion, and then the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association.
That's cool.
So it's a great event. 100% of the race fees and sponsorships goes to the veterans because the Milford Bank covers all the expenses and costs for the event.
Are you auctioning off anything like dinner?
No, we're not doing that.
Prepared by Peter Berube.
Berube.
Not this time. But the listeners today through Sunday, if they type in WPLR under the coupon code, all caps, they can get $5 off for the race entry.
Oh, nice. Very okay. Good. All right, we're going to link up on the radio station website. This is a great event. It's a great run. And the thing I like about running in Milford is it's pretty flat.
Yes.
It's pretty flat. You got a nice shoreline race course.
That's true.
Who the hell wants to run up a hill?
Yeah, you want to run through like
you go up in Torrington, man. You're mountain climbing.
Yep.
Well, you know, this is a nice run, fresh air, good people, and it's for veterans.
You pass Rams.
Yep. So if anybody, any of the listeners can sign up to run, they could do a virtual one or they can actually go online and make a donation.
Nice. Peter, thank you for your service and your continued service.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, brother. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Peter. Berube. Peter. Berube. Peter. Peter.
He's going to hear that all day.
I don't know if he liked that as much as we did.
Yeah, he'll be coming after us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Incoming!
Pizza.
Barube.
Pizza.
Barube.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Barube. Yeah, he's going to find me. Pizza and Pizza. Barube.
Barube.
Beat me. Beat me.
All right. Connecticut ATMs are disappearing. Have you been watching this?
Yes, I saw
footage everywhere.
I saw, one just like got ripped out.
Yeah.
The noise of me. Yeah.
What was that, a transformer that took it out?
Yeah, like it beamed up.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
But they've been breaking into these places, chaining it to their car, pulling it out, then they break the box open, take the box.
Yep.
Does anybody listening know how much money are in those things, like when they're loaded?
Yeah.
Mm.
I would think like $1,000 maybe.
No.
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
I don't know.
I heard 30.
That sounds right.
Really?
I would say 30 to 50.
I have a truck.
Can you imagine? Your truck would do it, too.
Oh, yes, it would.
Oh,
I'll just drive right to the store and grab it.
You could just put it in drive and let it just roll, and it'll pull that thing out.
Nice.
Yeah, so two of them disappeared in North Brantford.
Wow.
We saw some in water, like all over the state, AJ. Yeah. They're just, it's a new thing.
They're being plucked like flowers.
Why steal a car when you could get $30,000
right.
robbing an ATM?
Right.
Some of them can hold up to $200,000. That is very rare.
I have a truck.
What?
Usually it's between 10 and 20. They rather refill it frequently than risk something like this happening.
Wow.
Oh.
Chaz and AJ.
Yes, hey, Chaz, it's Paul from Classic American Glass. How are you?
Paul, my brother, how are you?
Hello.
Very good. So, actually, I used to work for Dunbar in New Britain, and I used to fill ATMs. And some of the Webster machines and Bank of America machines can hold up to $300,000.
Oh.
What?
Wow. Yeah, they have 150s, 20s, and 10s.
Wow.
These are the machines that are connected to the bank, though, right?
Yeah, not the little guys from, like,
convenience
stores.
But we would also fill them outside with the little cassettes and cartridges, and they would have close to $250,000 to $300,000 at a clip.
That's the one connected to the bank, not the ones in the convenience store.
I remember seeing someone loading that.
Hold it.
Wait, I want to be clear. The $300,000 one is the one connected to the bank, right?
In it.
Correct.
Okay.
But the convenience store one's $20,000 to $30,000.
Okay.
Yeah, the one at the banks, the one that had those big columns have different car paint on them.
Correct.
Right, but you know, there's no place to hook a chain to that, and I feel like you pull that out, and a police force is going to come out on the other side.
That's more of a dynamite situation, but yeah,
they're very, very not worth getting in trouble for. But the other ones, $300,000 all day long.
I was sitting in traffic, waiting for the window. And I saw someone loading one of those machines. Oh, my God. Stacks of money. It's beautiful. I'm like,
it's a really dangerous job. You wouldn't believe how many people would ask us for samples. And it's like, guy, I'm trying to do my job here. Leave me alone, please.
Yeah.
But, I only asked you once.
You know, on a whole, it's a very dangerous job. And I will let you guys go and take some more calls. And we'll be calling you next week because we got your glass in.
Oh, well, thank you.
See that?
You're very welcome.
Did you have to carry a gun?
Oh, of course I did. Yes, sir.
Carried several. Are you kidding me?
That would be... what do you do?
Right.
And were your instructions to, if you get robbed, they hand it over?
The instructions are, if the person that's doing the ATM gets robbed, the driver actually drives off. Because this way, there's no pun intended, ammunition for the robber to hurt anyone if the armored car is going to get hit. So the driver has to drive away by code, and then that's it. That's the
rule. So you get out of the truck, you're loading an ATM, and a robbery occurs. The truck driver splits.
It's supposed to split. They won't because that's just wrong. But the code for Dunbar says you must drive away.
Wow. Leave them.
Yeah. I would jump inside the ATM machine myself.
Leave them. I guess. Guys. All right. Thank you, man.
Things to do.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if not, you could have a gun battle. You know? Now they're trying to get into the truck or whatever.
Right.
Wow.
Won't they chase the truck, though?
Yeah. No, if they're robbing the ATM.
Yeah.
And you're in behind the wheel of the truck, you just leave.
Yeah. What they should have in the ATM is like a little spot where the guy like jump in, you know?
No, they should have one of those boxing gloves that comes out of the wall.
Oh, yeah. Here. Punches. Chris, just put it up here. Yeah.
Yeah, like a springboard.
Exactly.
Right. Chaz and AJ. Ariel from Guilford.
Hi. So I talked to one of the gentlemen in North Brantford myself. He said that they were in and out of there within less than 2 minutes, and the ATM had $20,000 in it.
Wow. That's a good haul. It's $10,000 a minute.
Wow.
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they said it usually gets filled with $5,000, but they got it when it got filled with $20,000.
I wonder if they sit out there and watch or have any.
Or someone tipped them off.
Yeah, inside information.
Exactly.
Or they just got lucky.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
They thought it was going to be five, and it's like, ho, jackpot.
Like lottery, you scratch a ticket off, yes.
Wowie.
Oh, this one's bigger.
All right, Ariel, thank you.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Right, you're doing, thank you.
Mike in Wallingford, and then I'm going to play this Prince
song. Hey, morning, fellas. Happy Friday.
Hey, you too,
brother. You're doing, thank you.
So I used to work at a gas station, and the owner had the option of having it filled or filling it himself. And he never put more than 500 in it. So I don't know if things have changed. I'm talking 10, 12 years ago.
I heard this too.
Like, you know what I mean? So I can't see a business owner putting 30,000 into an ATM that they're making $1.75 to $3 on a transaction.
Right,
it just doesn't seem worth their while to do that.
This was being explained to me that you could either put the money in yourself and you get more of the fee that's charged.
Yeah.
Or you can have the bank or whoever service it, and you get less of the fee.
I'd rather have them service. I don't want to touch it.
Man. Yeah, because I also used to have a scratch ticket addiction. And the store I went to, the guy only did 200 at a time, and he would have to fill it while I was there. So
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got to pay your lottery tickets in cash. You can't put them on a charge card.
No, you can't. No.
Yep. So
you can put them on a debit card, but nobody will do it in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Even though it is in the website that you can do that.
COB, cash in a barrel head.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I think I've done
gambling
it.
Or? I won't.
Because people would just stand there with their debit card and be broken in a matter of minutes.
All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
How are you? God, do I usually like my voice? It sounds a little deeper today.
What happened?
Cigars?
I had to go to the endodontist. Is that what you call them when you go to the when they do a root canal?
Wouldn't that be a dentist?
No, dentist is just regular dentistry.
Oh, orthodontist. When you gotta go
now orthodontist is braces.
My dentist did a root canal on me.
Really? You better check his credentials.
Oh.
Oh, he's Dr. Crapo in Milford. He's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, there you have it.
So you went to a specialist for this?
Oh.
I had to be farmed out to a specialist.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and it was, anyway.
So you waited too long?
No, all of a sudden my tooth just started hurting, and I was I'm going to go to the dentist.
Okay, because typically, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
People wait too long, and then it becomes infected, and that's
infected.
And then that's where they can't get the Novocaine to be as effective as it normally is, and that's why people hate root canals. If you go early, it's not bad.
The whole point of me telling you this story is I'm lying there, you know, I'm in the chair, and I'm listening to the radio, and they had on some kind of like, you know, that angry woman singer.
Alanis Morissette. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was on, and I'm like, oh, my God.
She's growling. Hi. Want you to know,
I want you to feel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
You're like backing up in your chair, like, okay, honey,
I know. I'm like,
pass the mashed potatoes.
I'm like, wow, this is some kind of music choice the endodontist has going on.
Feels great to listen to when you go through a breakup. You just blast that on high. It feels so good.
She was trying to let the couch do happening. Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Open wide.
Oh my gosh, she's so angry.
She channeled the anger that every woman has felt into the song.
You're still alive, and I swear.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Oh, it's angry so guy good.
Keeps I'll that. Play that in a bar, like at 11.
Exactly.
There you go. It's a bug light.
And then you leave.
So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm in the chair, and I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, is it Alanis Morissette? Is
yes.
that who it is?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, what if Alanis Morissette, she has to go to the dentist, and what if, just bizarrely, they played her song while she's sitting in the dentist chair?
Would she sing along?
So it was just a fleeting thought.
Right.
So the next day I come in, and then our top story for Better Connecticut is Richard Marx. Did you see this?
No.
He's
no.
in the dentist. He's in the dentist chair, and they're playing his music while he's in the dentist chair.
And he said, don't feel nothing.
I don't feel nothing.
I am psychic.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's what I'm telling you.
Wow. I need 6 lottery numbers, quick.
2, 22, 44.
Right.
8. Did I get 8 in there?
Nope, just now. 8.
All right.
8 and 57.
One more.
I did 44. I'm going to go with 38.
38. Thank you.
All right, play those numbers.
Okay.
See what happens.
Right.
If now you have to.
Anyway.
Can you imagine if you don't and it hits?
If I'm not here tomorrow, if I'm not here Monday, you know what happens.
Are you in a pool? I'm in a constant pool. Like, I give this woman money. I don't even know her. But I give her money, and she's like, you're in it to win it. And I'm like, I've been giving you money for 3 years, and there has not been one number that has been picked.
Does she give you a copy of the tickets?
No, of course not.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
point?
Totally being swindled. I love it.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, if you see her on television,
she's a really
with a big,
honest woman.
Fake check.
She's delightful, and I trust her, so it's all good. But isn't that funny? I'm sitting in the dentist chair thinking, I wonder if the artist ever sat in the chair and they were playing the music, and the next day we come in, and there's a video of Richard Marx listening to his music.
That's wild.
I wonder if
that's
a dentist,
unbelievable.
Does a dentist
unbelievable.
Go to a dentist?
What's that?
Does a dentist go to a dentist? That's kind of odd. You're not doing it right.
Yeah, they do it themselves.
Yeah, they have to go. Either that, they do it themselves, which would be odd.
I think it'd be weird. There are other procedures that could be done that would be weirder.
Like proctology, for example?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, do you go to a dentist for that? Open wider. Not can't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is taking a turn.
Have you ever, you know, been at a urinal or somewhere weird and someone says, Scott, what's the weather going to be like?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to. Then they say, I'd shake your hand if I wasn't busy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, I don't want to touch you. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to shake your. I don't want to do nothing.
Is that what you think all the time or just some of the time?
I stare at the tile.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah, because usually, typically, any good looking guy wouldn't speak to me.
Gotcha.
I
grout between the tiles.
You what?
You grout between the tiles?
I stare at the grout between the tiles. That's all there is to do.
I like when they have the headlines of the sports pages so you have something to read.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah, right in front of you. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's good urinal. Good urinal conversation right there.
They should put one of those little TV screens that they have at the gas pumps at the urinals. You can watch TV pumping the gas in your car.
Do you want to keep people there?
Not really, no.
No, you want him out.
Short vignettes.
You want him out, in and out. Right. In like and a out. Burger.
Right. Where's AJ? He's still at the urinal.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 is on. We have an intern, Scott, that communicates with me with sound effects.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds interesting.
Alfie. He comes on, he goes.
Really?
He came into the studio to hand me a piece of paper and went.
Right. Does he go like a cat, too?
What's it all about, Alfie?
Ow!
Well, he can't even hear because the headphones are not plugged in.
Oh.
Oh, that's not good. Hey. Get your attention.
Alfie, are you there?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Alfie. What is your desire?
It's Alfie.
Alfie with an E.
Alfie, yes.
He's small.
Like as an elf.
Oh, okay.
He's
what
small
do you desire to do in life?
Height doesn't really help me, so yeah, I'm struggling in that department.
He wants to sit on a shelf around Christmas.
Did you hear the question?
Can you please repeat it, please?
What is it that you desire to do in life?
I would love to be, like, do my own radio show, work in TV, work in production, that sort of thing.
Oh, TV.
Excellent.
Radio.
Excellent.
TV.
Where, and where are you educating yourself?
I go to American University in Washington, D.C.
Well, aren't you smart?
That's a good school.
Thank
it's
you.
A good school.
Stanford DeCapital. Yes.
Yeah, that's a great school. Good for you.
He was just telling me he sees Dr. Fauci walking around the campus all the time.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, I think, lives close to our campus.
Are you serious?
Do you look up to him or look down at him? How you doing? Hey.
Well, Elfie's short, too, so
exactly.
They see eye to eye.
That's right. How you doing, Elfie?
A girl I used to work with in Pathmark and the supermarket, she had a full ride to American.
That was
full
a
ride.
Look at that.
Wow.
Like a carpool?
But she chose Chris and produce instead. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm in love. I'm like, you are 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chris
and she
produce.
Didn't go to American. And I was like, I can't even believe this is happening. She chose Chris and produce. I was like, okay, that's a, all right, very good.
You see his radishes?
I guess Chris and produce had more than, I don't know what he had, but God bless him.
He had a zucchini.
Her loss.
It's all about that. What's with the produce. Sound effect, Alfie?
It's her loss, really, that she didn't go to AU.
What's that?
It's her loss.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good school. It's a good school.
All right. Well,
okay. I'm curious.
What's with the sound effects?
What sound effects?
You, when you hand a paper to him, you go...
Oh, that's just like a thing I use to like get people's attention sometimes. Where I'm just like, okay, and I do like a little thing.
So instead of saying excuse me,
or, you know,
here's your paper,
or hi, Chaz,
right?
Right. You do that.
It could be worse. It could go.
I guess you're right.
Would be like, ah, get out of here!
All right, Scott,
get out of here, Elfie,
brother.
Yeah.
You too.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.